Good morning. We're continuing Chayorim, Hilchos Tefillin, Klal Yudalid, and we're looking at Siman Yud Zayin. So this is really a continuation of the halachas of the Zman Tefillin, and we're dealing with the following issue. The person was traveling, and he could not put on Tefillin while he was traveling. He wanted to put on Tefillin before he was traveling, which meant he would have to put on Tefillin early before the Zman that he normally wears Tefillin. We normally allow a person to wear Tefillin. So, person is traveling, and it's not possible for him to put on tefillin due to the cold. So, which means to stop while he's traveling by daytime and uncover his arm and his head, etc., put on the tefillin due to the extreme cold will be very difficult for him to do. So, he wants to put on tefillin before he leaves and wear the tefillin as he's traveling. So a person is allowed to put on tefillin in that situation, even before Alois HaShachar, because as we mentioned before, that even though we paskin that Laila is on tefillin, the mikra and Laila can be worn at nighttime. The Chachamim took away that because we're concerned that Hefer did not allow a person to wear tefillin at nighttime, because of the concern he might sleep in them. So since over here he's traveling, he's going out to travel, so we're not afraid that he's going to be sleeping, so he's allowed to wear tefillin. However, even though they're going to allow him to wear tefillin b'layla, and mikra then a person can wear tefillin b'layla, so we might have argued he can make a bracha then as well, that they said no, since we've made a tekana not to wear b'layla, so even though we're going to allow him to wear b'layla, he should wait till the daytime to make the bracha. So in those type of situations, so he does mishmush, which means touching the tefillin, to indicate that he's making the bracha on the tefillin, and he makes a bracha.
This
only works if a person is walking. So then we're not afraid the person will be falling asleep, but if a person is traveling in a wagon or in a boat, then it is possible he will fall asleep. So we take out of this halacha 2 points. The one, that really putting on tefillin b'layla is mikra din works, and therefore in certain scenarios we're going to allow that. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he talks about a person who must put on tefillin early to be able to go to work, and time would be allowed to wear tefillin early, and we're going to give him a similar halacha as the person who's a halach baderech. We're not afraid of Shema Yishon, because he's up and he's clearly getting up and getting ready to go out and go to work, etc. So we're not worried about Shema Yishon, similar to the case of the halach baderech. It's better than the yoshev over there, the person not doing anything, he's just traveling and he's sitting in the wagon. Very possible to fall asleep. Over here, a person is davening and getting ready to go to work, so we're not worried about him falling asleep. So that would allow a person to put on tefillin early. However, the bracha cannot be said until later. A second point over here is that since Laila is really mikra din zman tefillin, so in the case of a person put on the tefillin and made a bracha earlier than he was supposed to, at least in the Bidi Evet situation, he does not need to repeat the bracha. So different than tzitzis, which we paskin that Laila is not the zman for tzitzis. If a person would make the bracha on tzitzis at nighttime, that's much more of an issue. But a person made a bracha on tefillin before the zman of Misha Yakir, so he does not need to go try to find some way to be yotze the bracha for somebody else. But yeah, but he's yotze with the bracha. We discussed and we talked about tzitzis. When is the zman of Misha Yakir? It's not very clear. How to determine exactly when Misha Yakir is. But we did mention that there's a minhag in Yerushalayim to calculate Misha Yakir, the Masar in Yerushalayim that they have from generations, to calculate Misha Yakir as 50 minutes before sunrise, which would translate into, assuming that that's amount of, it's not a specific time, but it's amount of light. So that changes obviously according to where you are in the latitude and the time of the year. So that's usually calculated as 11 degrees below the horizon And that's put in the charge as 11, that this man of Misha Yaker is 11 degrees, or 11 and a half degrees, according to some opinions, before sunrise. And that's how you calculate this man of Misha Yaker. Have a good day.